Mary Lamont will be here momentarily with Down Home Country. I'll talk to you again next Sunday at WUSB Stony Brook.
Hi, this is Dennis Dunaway of the Alice Cooper Group. You're listening to Down Home Country with Mary Lamont on WUSB Stony Brook.
Hey, everybody, this is Mary Lamont at Down Home Country here at WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM on your dial and streaming live at WUSB.FM. Thank you, Dennis Dunaway, for that nice promo. Wow, we really had to go through the discography to find one track or two that could be vaguely country in the Alice Cooper Group collection. But there you have it. That was Caught in a Dream from Alice Cooper's Love It to Death album, 1971. Alice Cooper was actually the first live group I ever saw. I was a wee lass up in Canada, kind of too young to be going to late night shows, but my brother said, "You got to see this band. Just put on some eye makeup or something." He snuck me into the show, and they were my favorite band for a long time. And then I moved from Canada to New York City, and I ended up working for Shep Gordon, Alice Cooper's manager, for a couple of years. And Shep, by the way, is coming out with an autobiography, which is going to be released in just the next few days. It's called They Call Me Supermensch. Anyway, thank you, Dennis Dunaway. And Dennis Dunaway is promoting his own autobiography, co-written with Chris Hodenfield of Rolling Stone fame, called Snakes, Guillotines, Electric Chairs. So go out and buy that book. Anybody who is a fan of Alice Cooper, a musician, or just a kid at heart will love this fantastic behind-the-scenes story of how the Alice Cooper Group got together. Anyway, here we are, WUSB Stony Brook, a fantastic university, WUSB, a fantastic radio station, which, by the way, is going to be moving in the next few months. They're starting to build us a new spot in a different location here on campus, and we're looking forward to that. So we're going to be needing to raise some money for that. So Radiothon will be coming up, come into the fall. We're almost into fall. Coming this week. It's going to be fall, folks. Summer is officially over. Wow, where did it go? Anyway, well, here's a little bit of summertime music for you that'll take you nicely into the fall. Eric Roscoe Amble has come out with a great album called Lakeside. Of course, a lot of you may know that Eric Amble was the proprietor of the wonderful Lakeside Lounge on the Lower East Side for many years, which the Mary Lamont Band was proud to play at. And unfortunately, it is no more. But Eric Amble continues. Eric is a New York City-based guitarist, record producer. Originally from Illinois, he's worked with a wide range of artists. Nils Lofgren, Steve Earle, the Yehus, the Del Lords, the Bottle Rockets, Joan Jett. It just goes on and on. He also runs a fantastic recording studio called Cowboy Technical Services, based in Brooklyn. And so anyway, I'd like to play a track off of Eric's new album called Lakeside. This is called Here Come My Love, here at WUSB Stony Brook.
Hello, Long Island. This is Eric Roscoe Amble, and you're listening to Down Home Country with Mary Lamont on WUSB Stony Brook.
Here comes the night, baby's coming soon. Here comes that big lonely night. Here comes that big lonely moon. Here comes my love. I'm sending out to you. Well, here comes my love. I'm sending out to you. Sending it by
Orleans, the heartache over you. Another lonely night here on this tour, and here come the tears that are falling for you. Here comes the part my heart breaks in two. I meant every vow when I said that I do, and I took it to heart when you said you love me too.
Beatles, Here Comes the Sun. Jason James, Here Comes the Heartache. Eric Amble, Here Come My Love. Hey, everybody, it's Mary Lamont at Down Home Country here at WUSB Stony Brook. That was a nice little collection of songs from diverse recording artists. Speaking of the Beatles, Jim and I just saw Ron Howard's documentary, 8 Days a Week, a compilation of bits of film that he gathered from fans and archives and never-before-seen pieces that were just so wonderful for Beatle fans or anybody amazed by the whole Beatles phenomenon that happened back in the 60s and early 70s. And I highly recommend you go and see that movie. People were cheering in the audience. It was so great. And they said, oh, I don't want this to end. And then at the very end of the movie, which right now locally is showing at the Cinema Arts Center in Huntington, which is a wonderful place to see a movie, they broadcast the original half hour, a Shea Stadium show that happened August 15th, 1965. Just to see that and to be able to hear it was just amazing. So go see that movie, 8 Days a Week. Oh, I should mention the Mary Lamont Band has a few shows coming up. Sunday, October 16th, the wonderful Woodhaven Fair, Jamaica Avenue and Forest Parkway in Woodhaven. We will be there in the afternoon, 12 to 4, Sunday, October 16th. I don't know how many years we've been doing this, but we just keep returning and keep having a good time there. So hope you can join us there. And Saturday, October 22nd, we will be at the LICMA Dance. LICMA stands for Long Island Country Music Association. That's at the Sons of Italy Hall on Deer Park Avenue in Deer Park. That's an 8 p.m. show. More information about LICMA at licma.org, LICMA.org. And Sunday, November 6th, the Connectquot Library. I have lost count of how many times we've performed at the Connectquot Library. I have to count them up because it must be about, what, 7 or 8 times, I think? Every other year for many, many years, 760 Ocean Avenue in Bohemia. That's a 2 o'clock show, Connectquot Library, Sunday, November 6th. So hope to see you out at those shows. I should mention, I share Down Home Country with my partner in crime, Deb DeWaltoff, and Debbie will be in next week for her version of Down Home Country at 12 noon, Sunday. Farm Aid happened yesterday. How many years have they been doing Farm Aid? What a fabulous fundraiser. And I got to go online. I wish I could go to one of those live Farm Aids because they must be amazing. I was listening to some of it online yesterday. Got to get the t-shirt from this year, the design that they came up with for this year's Farm Aid is really beautiful. I hope they have the t-shirts up online. FarmAid.org if you want to get a t-shirt. So I figured I'd feature some of the artists who performed at Farm Aid and are there every year. Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp. So let's start out with Willie Nelson. He's coming out this Friday with a brand new album called For the Good Times, a tribute to Ray Price. And I know how many Down Home Country Ray Price fans there are out there. So this is going to be a fabulous album for us. So let's hear Willie Nelson's version off this new CD of Heartaches by the Number.
Heartache number one was when you left me. I never knew that I could hurt this way. Heartache number two was when you came back again. You came back and never stay. Now I've got heartaches by the numbers, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. I've got heartaches by the numbers, and a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
And talking weather. trust your neighbor, husband or wife. Can't trust the police with the guns or the knights. Look out for the creepers tapping on your cell phone. You better lock your door even when you're at home. Has been good to you. You can't trust the priest, you better watch your behind. Don't look too close to government, I'll tell them what you find.
Hi, this is James Maddock, and you're listening to Down Home Country with Mary Lamont on WUSB Stony Brook.
If I had a son, I'd throw him in the air, catch him as he fell, and let him grow his hair. And he'd show me how to laugh and live my life again. And I'd carry him to bed and read aloud to him. And if I had a son, I'd watch him in his sleep, happy in his dream as he lay there in my keep. And I'd wish that I was him and dress him up in blue, put him on my shoulders to see farther than I do. If I had a son, if I had a son, I would be a better man if I had a son. And if I had a son, I'd teach him how to throw, show him how to act cool if he said he didn't. I'd show him who his friends were and to know what side he's on, send him off to school and miss him when he's gone. If I had a son, if I had a son, I would be a better man. If I had a son, if I had a son, if I had a son, I would be a better man. If I had a son, will I see him and me? Will he see me and him? And we will grow apart, see each other now and then. And if I had a son, I'd throw him in the air, the way my dad threw me when his brother Mick was there. And one of them would catch me while the other one would throw. Well, that's the kind of feeling I'd want my boy to know. If I had a son, if I had a son, would I be a better man? If I had a son, if I had a son, if I had a son, would I be a better man? If I had a son.
Isn't that beautiful? James Maddock, If I Had a Son. James Maddock is actually performing as part of Charlie Backfish's Sunday Street Concerts this afternoon at 5 p.m. at the Long Island Museum in Stony Brook Village. I have it on good authority that there are some seats left, although not many, and you can buy them at the door. I've seen James Maddock. James Maddock did a very nice promo for me. Thank you, James. And if you go to this show, James Maddock has performed at the Sunday Street Concerts 4 times. This will be his 5th time returning. That's how much people like him. So if you go this afternoon, I guarantee you'll have a great afternoon. Chris J. Connolly will be opening for James Maddock. So it's going to be a really, really great show. So hope you can make it. Before that, we heard a trio of artists who performed at Farm Aid yesterday, which took place in Bristow, Virginia. Started out with Willie Nelson off his brand new CD For the Good Times, a tribute to Ray Price. That was his version of Heartaches by the Number. And then Neil Young off his The Monsanto Years album, which came out last June, a year ago June, Working Man. And then we heard John Mellencamp off his Plain Spoken album, Lawless Times. So this is Mary Lamont here at Down Home Country, WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM on your dial, streaming live at WUSB.FM. I just heard this track recently and thought it was fantastic. The artist is Boo Ray. The album is Sea of Lights, just came out last month. And this is called Bad News Travels Fast.
A suitcase by the door. Every time I leave, it's like I won't be back no more. I keep that motor running. travels fast. You know they say that stars fell on Alabama ground. I like to go to Mobile when I wanna get way down. Keep that motor running, I won't be long, I'm forever gone. Missing Louisiana, man, that girl could sing. I might go on down there now and give that girl a ring. Keep that motor running, I won't be long, I'm forever gone. Keep that motor running, I won't be long, I'm forever gone. I ain't no good time, I'm a past. Bad news travels fast. I reckon I'm a minor 49er, built to last. I ain't no good time, I'm a blast. Bad news travels fast. Keep that motor running, I won't be long, I'm forever gone. Keep that motor running, I won't be long, I'm forever gone.
We're holding on with nothing left to hold on to. I'm so tired of holding on to nothing. The years have shown no kindness for the hard times we've been through. We've squeezed the life from every dream and go right on a bluff with really nothing left to hold on to. Oh, why do we keep holding on with nothing left to hold on to? Let's be honest with each other, that's the least that we can do. I feel guilty. Nothing left to hold on to. We were young and foolishly mistaken, victims of a passion much too strong to be denied. With only tears to show for all the years that we've been faking. God only knows how long, how hard we've tried. Oh, why do we keep holding on with nothing left to hold on to? Let's be honest with each other, that's the least that we can do. I feel guilty when they envy me and you. We're holding on with nothing left to hold on.
Oh, these arms that hang here by my side. Yeah, these arms that act you open wide. All useless arms with nothing left to do. Since these arms not holding you, well, these arms are worthless now to me. They let you go, so how good could they be?
Everybody, this is Mary Lamont at Down Home Country here at WUSB Stony Brook. We started out with Boo Ray off his brand new CD, Sea of Lights, and that was called Bad News Travels Fast. Followed that with Marty Stewart off Nashville Volume 1, Tear the Woodpile Down. That track was Holding On to Nothing, featuring Buck Trent. And the last tune we heard was, of course, the great Dwight Yoakam. His new CD, which is called Swimming Pools, Movie Stars, is coming out this week. I think Friday it's coming out. And that's a track off it called These Arms, which he had done as more of a rock country kind of thing. This whole album, Swimming Pools, Movie Stars, are bluegrass versions of songs that Dwight's done in the past, such as his hit Guitars Cadillacs, but he also does a fabulous version of Prince's Purple Rain bluegrass style. Hey, you know what? I got to tell Buddy Miriam about this. Buddy Miriam, of course, has our wonderful bluegrass show on Wednesdays from 6 to 8. And, maybe he could play something off this new Dwight Yoakam CD. I just heard this track this week, which I really love. It's a 1978 recording by Rodney Crowell, and he wrote the song. It's called I Ain't Living Long Like This. And a couple of other artists down in Nashville recorded it. First, Emmylou Harris in 1978, and then again, Waylon Jennings in 1979. And Waylon had a number one hit with it. But let's listen to Rodney Crowell's version of his own composition. This is I Ain't Living Long Like This. And if you come to see the Mary Lamont Band, we cover this song as well. So let's listen to Rodney Crowell.
For trouble and I found it, son. Straight down the barrel of a lawman's gun. I try to run, but I don't think I can. You make one move and you're a dead man, friend. I ain't living long like this. I can't live it all like this, can I, baby? You slip the handcuffs on behind my back, then let me breathe in. To an early death. All I remember was a drunk man's breath. Ain't living long like this. I can't sleep at all like this. Look in that baby. We know the story how the wheel go around. Don't let them take you to the man downtown. They got them all in the jailhouse, baby.
All right, Rodney Crowell, I Ain't Living Long Like This. This is Mary Lamont at Down Home Country, and it's about time for me to sign off. This is WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM on your dial and streaming live at WUSB.FM. Stay tuned for Valerie, who's coming up with a wonderful classical show. Just had a call from Bob Longman from the Bob Longman Show. He advised me that there is another bluegrass show besides our wonderful Buddy Miriam Wednesdays from 6 to 8. There's now another bluegrass show that right now, the time may shift, but right now it's playing alternate Mondays from 6 to 8, so maybe you want to check that out too. I think it's one of the Feinberg brothers. Those guys are great musicians. Anyway, next Sunday, 12 noon to 1 p.m., be sure to tune in for Down Home Country with Debbie hosting, and I'll be back here sometime in October. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and stay tuned for Valerie and classical music. Talk to you soon, folks.